W1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. The U.S. speeding up the arrival of a second aircraft carrier, the USS Abraham Lincoln, to the Mideast to join the USS Theodore Roosevelt as the world waits for Iran's anticipated revenge on Israel for assassinations of Hamas and Hezbollah bigwigs. It's also sending the USS Georgia, a submarine armed with 154 Tomahawk cruise missiles. Hamas, for now, says it won't attend a restart of ceasefire negotiations the U.S. is pushing for in the coming week.
They believe there is a previous framework deal back in July, which they claim they've already accepted, and they say effectively there's no need for more rounds of negotiations or new proposals. There have been issues, sticking points.
ABC's Tom Sufi Burridge. In Columbus, Ohio, a suspected burglar got into a gunfight with police at two different locations before being found dead. No officers hit. This is ABC. The saying, steal no small thing, but if you steal enough small things, in this case chicken wings, it can add up to almost a decade in prison. From the Chicago suburb of Harvey, Illinois,
a former South Suburban Schools food service director will spend 9 years in prison for stealing more than $1 million worth of chicken wings. A judge sentenced Vera Lydell after she pleaded guilty. She worked for Harvey School District 152 for more than 10 years between 2020 and 2022. Prosecutors said she would order wings and bill them to the district, but then would keep the food.
ABC's Rob Hughes in Chicago. Not exactly clear what she did with the wings. An audit last year discovered the Food Service Department overran its budget by $300,000 with the school year only half over. At the multiplexes, Deadpool and Wolverine raked in another $54 million to repeat as the nation's top flick for a third straight week. Richard Cantu, ABC News.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. You can find it anywhere at the WGBW website, wgbw.fm.
Max Inc. on Civic Media, live in the lair with Kaylin Cole.
Have you ever walked away from a karaoke performance thinking, yeah, that was a lot better than the original person?
Oh my gosh. I don't know if I should admit that or not.
I think you should. Because now I know. Now we know there's a song.
Jimmy's talking on it now.
I know. Oh, you're going to get me in trouble, Jimmy.
It's live in the lair. Grab the podcast now at maxincradio.com and listen live on Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Matt Nair on air.
We were talking about Donald Trump. I'm sorry, Donald Trump. He also said that he knows how to correctly pronounce Kamala Harris's name. He just chooses not to. And so I think that kind of opens it up for us to take some liberties.
Yeah, what would be your fix to the name?
Dave from New Berlin texting in Conald.
Conald.
Dump. Also, Calvin's was Donald Trump.
Who said there's a correct one?
Except, like, it's pronounced Kamala.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Interviews with the artists. Listen across Civic Media every Saturday at 9 p.m. and grab the podcast at maxincradio.com. Live in the lair, presented by the Aaron Weber Group at movetomadison.com. Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Well, hello, everybody. My name is Rocker. I hope you're having a great Saturday night here on Max Inc. Radio on the Civic Media Radio Network. You're listening to AM, FM, stream, and app all around Wisconsin. To listen to Max Inc. Radio podcast and find out more about Civic Media, go to civicmedia.us. And hey, while you're at it, hit the app. Get the app from your app store and listen to us on your digital device. I'm here with Rob Roberts in the control tower tonight. Welcome to Max Inc. Radio, Rob.
I am so excited. Cat and the Hurricane are setting up right now.
Oh, yeah. And,
you know, it was amazing how much stuff they brought in. They had carts and carts and carts.
They do. We got a lot of stuff that's happening here. I've been setting up. I've been, like, plugging in cords, getting mixing boards ready. And then hey, we're doing top of the hour promos right here. But you know what? We have lots of stuff coming up tonight. We would like to talk about People Fest, right? People Fest just happened.
It did.
The People Brothers Band just finished up with that. That's their annual festival.
Yep.
So let's kick off this hour with a double dip from the People Brothers Band. You can catch them next on November 8th at the Appleton Beer Factory. Actually, we're not playing that, are we?
No. That's okay, though, Rocker.
Okay, well, you know what?
I was going to pivot and play PvP. Yeah, I was going to do it.
All right.
We got Robert. We got Robert J, too.
Okay, Robert J. Yeah. Let's switch. Sorry, people. We're going to switch gears. Robert J is a member of the Moon Gypsies, the Rowdy Prairie Dogs, and a solo singer and songwriter. He's a legend of Americana and blues and Madison scene. And Robert J performs live on the patio at the Comeback Inn just east of the Capitol Square from 4 to 7 p.m. Let's do a double dip of Robert J right now. This is 57 Chevy on Max Inc. Radio.
Hey. right. Welcome to the new dark ages, the home of the brave and land of the free. Trying to sell off our democracy. They don't believe in you or me, or we the people. Yeah, they want to privatize the Constitution, gerrymander the Bill of Rights, and legalize pollution. They declared hunting season on American Eagle. America, oh, say, can you see? The home of the brave and the land of the free. They don't believe in equality. They don't care about the poor or the sick or the needy. Yeah, they want to dumb it down, the whole damn nation. Deny science and defund education. Their trickle-down minds serve only the greedy. America, oh, say, can you see? America, oh, say, can you see? So turn out the light. What's wrong is right. Welcome to the new dark ages. Sit down or to take a knee to protest injustice and inequality. So I stand up now for more perfect union. I stand for tolerance and brotherhood and a sense of communion. I stand against hypocrites who light our faces and try to drag us back down to the new dark ages of America. Oh, say, can you see? America,
Robert J. on Max Inc. Radio, a double dip. You can see him August 11th. That's tomorrow at the Comeback Inn in Buckin' Honey's in Monona. on the 21st, on the 23rd in Middleton, and he's going to be at Ruth Chris Steakhouse. Come back in again on the 25th. All this stuff is out there at MaxIncRadio.com. You can always connect with us on the social media things. That's how you can connect to the local music that's happening right here in Wisconsin. And all this stuff is brought to you by Salvatore's Tomatoes Pies, Sun Prairie, Monona, Livingston Street, and in Madison, there's Pete's and then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie now at SalvatoreTomatoPies.com. Also, Herbal Aspects, three locations, Madison, Winnebago Street, University, and Gammon Road, or online at HerbalAspects.com. And Carbon 4 Brewing Company, located on Madison's east side, making high-quality beers with the best ingredients you can find. Visit their tap room, try their exclusive creations by their brewers, plus sampling some of the local snacks and live music. That's Carbon 4 .com. Let's keep going with the American Scarecrows. They're doing live stuff in Minneapolis, August 24th, 8:30 p.m. First Ave. This is Broken Bones and Mountains on Max Inc. Radio.
Conversation, for example, you're the part of me that doesn't want to leave. This life behind and wander, aimless and alone. Shamelessly all soaked in what I'm shown. Frightening.
Katie Scullin on Mags Inc. Radio. Pretty girl. Pretty lady. That's it. Cat and the Hurricane are warming up right now in the lair. We have an interview with Terry Barr, 7,000 apart. That's coming up right after the break. But we'll play one more song for you. Keep the local music happening.
Drink the drink.
But I don't want the drink.
He doesn't want the drink.
He does.
I don't.
You do.
I don't.
You do.
I don't.
You do.
I don't.
You don't.
I do.
Drinking with Strangers now on Max Inc. Radio. That song inspired this one, Patch 22, Help Desk. Max at Gridio, we are local music, right here in Wisconsin.
And someone comes up Kevin, I came in at 6:15. Sat in my chair, a message was there, stop, okay, your machine. Download up.
brats, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Are you looking to kick up your nighttime entertainment? Good times await you at the Lazy Wolf Lounge, Madison's east side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Test your knowledge with Monday trivia. Let your inner rock star out with Thursday karaoke, plus live music, and meet all your friends at the Lazy Wolf for the big game. The Lazy Wolf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyWolfLounge.com.
Why choose Weichert Realtors? Because your community is our community. We're your neighbors, your students, your chefs, your soldiers, your builders, your actors, your musicians, and your radio personalities. We love this city as much as you do, and that's why we want to help you live your best life here. Because we are your Realtors. Call us today and let us help you find your next home. 608-821-7002 or visit Weichert-LakePoint.com. Weichert Realtors Lake Point, a home for all.
The next time you want a pizza, try Doughboy's Pizza in Madison, a family pizza restaurant. You can taste the difference with recipes that are over 100 years old. Located in Northgate Mall in Madison for lunch and dinner takeout or delivery to Madison's north and east sides and downtown. Search Doughboy's Pizza online or call 608-467-3017. 467-3017. Treat your family to Doughboy's Pizza Madison today.
Visit Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in downtown Sun Prairie today. Join the Mug Club and get great perks like your own Full Mile mug and dollar off pours. 132 Market Street in downtown Sun Prairie. See the full menu and join the Mug Club at FullMileBeerCompany.com.
Shop local, eat local, listen local. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Sheets, sing for the one, step in the feet. Give me a beat, to live for free. Make something the world has never seen. With a guitar, a tiny car, 2,000 miles to play at a bar.
Climbing to the top to fall a long way down. Singing to myself when nobody's around. Lights on my name till the lights go out. Lights on my name till the lights go. Da 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 da.
Welcome to Amelie and John. They are of the band 7,000 Apart. We just heard this incredible song, Lights Go Down. What can you tell us about it?
This song in particular happened after we were on Sween's Got Talent. Got a standing ovation from judges, like everyone in the audience, like for the show. And
then we were starting to talk to some record labels over in Sweden because of the Sweden's Got Talent thing. Things were just like, you know, it was on the up and up and things were feeling really good. And then March of 2020 hit and, you know, everything got canceled. We had over 70 shows that we had like booked ourselves for the summer. We were going to be full time for the first time. So this was a song that came out of us like talking about, is this the time that we quit? We'll always do music. And so that's what the song is about. Whether the lights are on you or whether the lights go down, you should keep doing what you love.
I love the story behind the name 7,000 Apart. And of course, the relationship that started in Green Bay, Wisconsin. Tell us more about this.
I'm originally from Stockholm, Sweden. And then when I was 17 years old, I decided I wanted to be an exchange student and go to the big United States of America. I end up with the most wonderful host family here in Green Bay and end up going to Preble High School. And that's where I met John.
Yeah, so we met in music theory class. We just became really good friends. But then we ended up becoming more than friends and ended up dating all of the senior year of high school for 3 years. We were 7,000 kilometers apart from each other.
We're just like 4,382 something miles.
Funny you know that. Yeah.
Yeah. And so that's how it started. And then we finally got to be together in 2016, got married, and started pursuing the whole music thing, I guess. Yeah.
Yeah. It's been a crazy journey since meeting each other, basically.
And it is such a great story. And basically, since you were apart and then back together, I feel like you have written songs constantly.
We both write. I kind of grew up as a writer when I was about 11 or 12. And so for me, it was always a therapy and like a way of understanding the world around me.
John is like such a writer. Like he is through and through a songwriter.
With meeting Amelie, we've really found our own way of writing together. Mm-hmm. And
with others too.
And yeah, with co-writing and stuff. And I think it's just been something that we're honestly kind of just scratching the surface of. We love seeing people's reactions to what we make, you know, like when you play a song live and you see that people love it, like they're clapping or dancing, or even if they're just like crying too, sometimes yeah, that happens. People come up and tell you like, this song literally made a huge difference in my life today, or this album came out at the perfect time for me because whatever.
Yeah, we're all about, our latest album is called Feel Your Feelings, and that's really what we want. We want to have people feel their feelings, whether that is like, or like with Lights Go Down, it's kind of like fun and empowering, right? But then we also have songs that maybe make you cry a little bit, but I think all feelings are valid, and if we can get people to feel things, then we've done our job.
I want to ask you about the songwriting. Words first and then music?
I would say John first, then me. It's more. So John will usually come up with like a beginning of something.
Okay.
And then he'll take it to me and we'll finish it together.
I think we're getting to this point now where we're actually doing sessions where we're intentionally sitting down and just trying to write music. And when we do it that way, it can be, you know, it can sometimes even just be a drum beat. Like sometimes at this point, we're producing music as we're writing too.
You have had quite the summer. I mean, and you still have August, September, it looks like, when I was looking at your tour. But you have played with some really big artists. What has that been like?
Yeah, we've gotten two incredible opportunities from Tidal Town here in Green Bay. And they do these things where they bring in bigger artists during summer for like free concerts. It's awesome. And so we were able to both open for Bebe Rexha and the X-Ambassadors. This is the first time that we get to do something like that. And it was definitely a boost.
I still don't really know. I've tried researching to see if there's like any Green Bay artist that's become an international artist. And I don't.
Or even national.
Or even national. And I don't think there are any. I actually felt this when we were on stage opening for the X-Ambassadors.
You almost started crying.
I almost started crying just because I was like, this is so cool to be a Green Bay artist on stage with a national, international act following us representing Green Bay, just because that's something that I didn't believe was possible when I was a kid.
We're going to go out with the song Started a Fire. This is really powerful. What can you tell me about this song?
The music industry is like, you see both the best and the worst in people, I think, in music.
And there's a lot of closed doors, and there's a lot of, you know, people that tell you you're not good enough, and there's people that tell you that you're doing this wrong and that wrong. And so we just put those frustrations into a song.
And talked about just burning the music industry down to the ground, basically. We're like, we're just gonna do our own industry.
Yeah, and that's kind of what we've done. I mean, we've stayed completely independent so far, and we surround ourselves with the people that we love to work with, and so far so good.
Well, here we go. And I have to give you just a huge thank you to Amelie and John, 7,000 Apart. And here is the song that we were just talking about, Started a Fire. Thank you so much for talking
to us. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. I'm tired of being second best. I'm sick of the feeling when they choose someone else. I'm tired of knocking store that everyone's been at before. I started a fire, I'm gonna let it burn. I lit up a match, cause this is our turn. You've been leaving us out for far too long. You'll never let us in, so we'll just burn it all to the ground.
7,000 Apart on Max Inc. Radio.
Wow, what a great band, Rob.
Yeah, I know, right?
7,000 Apart. They're like half. The one person is from Sweden, right?
Yep.
The other person from Green Bay, I think.
Yeah, absolutely. Yep.
So, wow. So they're a Green Bay band. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it is really awesome.
Well, you're listening to Max Inc. Radio. I'm Rocker here with Rob Roberts, and we are getting ready for the lair in just a few minutes.
So you are ready for the lair.
We are ready for
you
the lair.
You are ready. You should. The people out there don't understand all the activity that was going on. The truck backed up. All the stuff came out.
Oh, boy.
Wires everywhere. At one point, I just saw you licking your fingers and just holding two things together and you get a little shock. But it's all working now. So.
It gave me a new hairstyle.
Yeah.
My hair's curly now. Straight forever. Hey, you know, we have some sad news. We said that Brian Beebe, he passed away recently. Last night, actually. And he was a great guy. He was a musician from Rockford, came up here with Robin Zander from Cheap Trick, moved to Wisconsin Dells with him in the 60s, and they played together as a duo. And then Robin Zander, you know, left the duo to join Cheap Trick, which was a really up-and-coming band at that time.
Yep.
And so, but he, you know, Brian Beebe, he had a grand career. Recorded tons from the 60s all the way through current times. We have another song for him, written and recorded in 1979 in Cincinnati, Ohio, with producer Stan Hertzman and the bass player from Adrian Blue's band, The Bears. Bill Warden played drums and other instruments played by Brian Beebe. This is Brian Beebe, a tribute. This song is called Wherewithal.
On Max Inc. Radio.
Without a word to say, it was so easy, but it fell away when I tried. I couldn't do it cause I know the way. The kind of woman makes a man a mess with a sigh. And I know the answer before I hear the words. She needs somebody with the wherewithal to buy her nice new things. Then I saw with a friend of mine, I saw a chance to find the answer.
It's not important that you be somebody with the wherewithal to buy her nice new things. It's not important that you be
BB on Max Inc. Radio. Next up, Damsel Trash. They're going to be playing with Cat and the Hurricanes over there at the Harmony Bar and Grill August 17th. And now we're going to play them on Max Inc. Radio on the Civic Media Radio Network all across Wisconsin.
Found Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Somehow, yeah, I know, yeah, I know, yeah, I know. darkness far beyond your reach. You say you can see the end, you're just waiting to ascend. All the violence run while you were on your knees. Oh, you call me a sinner on the steps of my front door. I wonder, have you never heard of irony before? 'Cause if your man is true and he loves you more, tell me, why does he keep taking you to war? Why does he keep taking you to war? When you see your reflection, is it marred with deception? How do you hold yourself so high above the brimstone and the flame and the cruelty in his name? Tell me, how is that a thing you can call love? When you call me a sinner on the steps of my front door, I wonder, have you never heard of irony before? 'Cause if your man is true and he loves you more, tell me, why does he keep taking you to war? Why does he keep taking you to war?
Oh,
No, relax. It's okay. It's great local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Today, I want to talk about the money myth that buying fancy coffees is what's keeping you from being rich. Everything that I know about money and happiness tells me the exact opposite. Treating yourself to a moment of happiness, like a latte, or for me, it's buying one of those little fancy yogurts at the grocery store that come in those cute little ceramic containers, that's probably not keeping you from reaching your money goals. If it feels like you're not where you want to be with your money, take a hard look at your finances and make a budget that you know you're going to stick to. In your budget, you get to choose the places to cut back on spending. You get to decide if that latte or that fancy yogurt is worth the cost. And sometimes for me, it really is. Okay, folks, that was today's Work Money Minute. For more everyday money tips, check out Work Money Media on YouTube. Till next time, I'm Carrie Joy saying take good care.
Hi, this is Jim Schmidt, your former mayor of Green Bay.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.